This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your opinion on a prominent New York Knick doing sports talk radio now on WFAN by suggesting something many of us have suggested at times, and that is, hey, slow down on the minutes.
Good. It's about time. It's about time someone, as starter, said this to Tom Thibodeau. Now, I think that Josh Hart would never say this because Josh Hart is not afraid of the smoke, right? He wants all those minutes because he's capable of doing it. Now, he's been a little bit banged up this year, so it's a little bit different. But I think by and large, he's one of the most conditioned, best conditioned athletes in basketball.
Mm.
So he doesn't care. I think Jalen Brunson, same way, right? He just wants to be out there, be the guy, be the catalyst, the guy, the scorer for this Knicks team. He doesn't mind it at all. But the newer guys, talking about Karl-Anthony Towns, who's also had some injury stuff, talking about Mikal Bridges, who said this, right? I think those guys are not used to this. And I don't know if any other team in the NBA that does this to their starters. So if you haven't experienced it, it's hell. And I think that's what he's alluding to.
No ill will towards Mikal Bridges saying this.
No.
Okay.
Tommy, no. He's just expressing his truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mikal Bridges is 100% correct. Especially at the timing of this, which I assume he told Tibbs this relatively recently.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason, considering Jalen Brunson likely out for the rest of the regular season, and the Knicks likely to be the third, worst case, fourth seed, there is no reason for Tibbs, especially on the heels of last season, where the Knicks lost to attrition, not to the Pacers, to grind the rest of this team into the ground. And I was screaming, and a lot of Knick fans were, because there's some Knick fans that get all high and mighty and they want to go after the minutes police. I was screaming for guys like Kolick, for Huck Porty earlier in the year for several reasons. Number one, you're going to gas these starters out, whether it be Anunoby, whether it be Bridges, even guys like Hart and Brunson. I'm not saying all the injuries this year or even last year had to do with minutes, but it definitely takes a toll on the body. And you look around the entire NBA, part of it is depth, but a lot of guys do take nights off and coaches implement stuff like rest days and all that. So number one, it gives your starters a chance to take a breath. And number two, it allows and it gives guys opportunities to see serious minutes, not at the end of the game like they're human victory cigars. So when you need them in the playoffs, you have a guy like Kolick, Huck Porty. I throw Campaign and Shaman in a different category because they're NBA players. They should have been getting minutes too because they're good. They're NBA players. So I think it serves both purposes. And I think there are times where Tibbs has to take the page out of a Tom Coughlin playbook. And it's not the military. You can give these guys a break here. Grinding these guys out for the next, 18 games does nothing.
Just for the record, Mikal Bridges leads the league in minutes played in totality. Josh Hart leads the league in minutes per game. He's played a couple of fewer games.
Right.
And also, Jalen Brunson, despite an injury, so his numbers will obviously change, is also towards the top of the league in minutes played. OG Anunoby is already playing more minutes than, like, basically he ever plays, based on the fact that he usually misses a lot of time. I think that Mikal Bridges showed a lot of stones here. I give him credit. I know you're going to think I'm not. I give him a lot of credit.
You think there's a mutiny?
I don't think
about
there's
to happen.
I don't think there's a mutiny, but I think Mikal Bridges, it takes some balls. I mean, I got to tell you, and I do admire it. It takes some balls to be traded for 5 first round picks. Okay?
That's irrelevant.
It's not to some Knicks fans. Not to all, but to some, it is not irrelevant. I tell them you should forget it, but to many, they won't.
Yeah, but it relative to this, it's irrelevant.
It takes some stones for a guy who is traded for 5 first-round picks, no. who to most Knicks fans has been a roller coaster this year and has mostly been a disappointment. It takes some kind of stones for him to be the guy to stand up to Tom Thibodeau.
Well, no, but maybe nobody else would do it.
Why is that?
I don't know. But maybe nobody else would do it.
But I admire...
Because Mikal Bridges was traded for 5 picks, he feels like he has the agency to do it.
Well, and that's where I will defend him. I think he does have the agency to do it because unlike most guys in this league, including his buddy Jalen Brunson and including Josh Hart, and I'm not going to pick on them because injuries happen, Mikal Bridges has played every bleeping game in his NBA career. He is the definition of an Iron Man.
Right.
If there's anybody in this league, look at me defending him. If there's anybody in this league who has the authority to talk about minutes and games and what it can do to one's body, it's him.
Right.
So I admire that he didn't care that there will be a backlash. He may not get a backlash from UT or a backlash from Tommy, but there's going to be a backlash from Knicks fans. Tommy, at least confirm that part.
Yes.
There will be.
I believe it's the right message, but I could see where a lot of people will say it's the wrong messenger.
What's the argument for the Knicks fan? Like, why is the Knicks
fan? Who the hell are you? You've sucked this year. You've been a roller coaster ride. We gave up a million picks for you.
Well,
I don't need to hear it from you.
He's the one to tell the coach the truth.
Which I admire.
Right. Sometimes coaches need to be told about themselves as well. I think too often we put so much faith into the coach and what the coach says is going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. You got to all be in or it's not going to work. But if you're egregiously on the edge of what's prudent, you got to be told about yourself.
Totally agree.
And if you don't do that, there's never harmony.
Mm.
There's just guys griping behind the scenes and that's a cancer. Right? That's not what you want. Like, I hear it gets overused a lot, and people say, oh, this guy's a cancer. But when you're talking nonsense behind the back of whoever, whether it's another player or whether it's a coach, it's cancerous because it starts to slowly spread. And all it takes is one guy who didn't necessarily listen or believe what you were saying starts, you might be right. He's right. And then he starts talking trash. And so all of a sudden, what started as this little gripe becomes this massive tumor, and it kills you, right? And I'm not being insensitive, but this is the reality of what happens to sports teams when things like this aren't put in the forefront of the guy who needs to make the decision. So I know coaches feel like they don't need to hear it. Sometimes they need to hear it.
I agree with you. Just remember, there are two things on this, and I want to separate it. I think Mikal Bridges said and did the right thing. And I think he's got more authority to talk about this subject than anybody else in this sport.
Right.
Because no matter what you say about him, he has been an Iron Man, and he's leading the league in minutes per game. So I agree with you. The second part is, fans, like me, like Tommy, like Sean, were freaking idiots sometimes. We are.
They should welcome this.
I think some will say,
you? It'll make them better.
I agree, but this is maybe not the guy to hear it from.
Well, who else is going to do it?
Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby.
Josh Hart's not going to do it. I just told you before when we started this conversation.
I'm just saying that's what Knicks fans would want to hear. They're not going to want to hear from this guy.
Josh is.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not going to do it, right?
Jalen Brunson
is not going to do it.
Why is the captain?
But he's not. He hasn't done it.
I get that. But do you not see why Nick fans? You don't see why Nick fans who put this guy under the microscope is not going to like hearing it from him? You got to see why that would be the case.
I mean, I would appreciate that I heard it from him.
Because of what I said about his track record?
Yes, okay, absolutely.
I agree. I just think that he's going to get backlash. I'm not making this up. Am I making this up?
He's going to get backlash, but the backlash to me, if you give him backlash, you're wrong. You're just being irrational because it's the right message. It is. And Teek has nailed it. JV's not going to say anything. Josh Hart's not going to say anything. Let's just say you're in an industry where there's no union. And everybody goes, we grind, we do it, but we don't need a union. And one guy stands up one day and goes, no, there's some BS going on right now. We should unionize. A lot of people are going to say, who the heck is that person to say something? Well, guess what? 10, 15, 20 years from now, people are going to go, I'm glad they stood up and say something. We talk about Scott Hall and Kevin Nash all the time. Wrestlers are making more money because of those two gentlemen. Sometimes you need somebody to stand up and say, we need to be paid more or we need less minutes because they're running these guys into the ground. So I understand you want to get on Mikel, and there's some Knicks fans are going to go, whatever, but he's saying the right message. They're the three seed. They don't need to be playing more minutes. They just don't.
That was on the verge of being his most powerful message until he made a wrestling reference.
Well, I'm just trying to give a reference that I could think of with
but
that.
And he's talking about a union message. He's right, by the way. Same thing happened in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah. I think there's two other parts to this. Number one, we've asked this question, I think, twice on the show already. Is this what's been bothering Mikal Bridges all year? Why has he been hesitant with everything? Is he feeling worn down? Is he feeling like maybe he's not being heard in that locker room where he's expressed this and now finally he's going public with it?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, do you think he actually has brought this to Brunson and Hart's attention?
I don't think this is a he's feeling it moment. I think this is a this needed to be said moment.
Well, I think of all people that feel playing 37 minutes a night, it's the guy who plays every single game.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not knocking Jalen Brunson. He's genuinely hurt. He's not playing right now. He hasn't played every game in his NBA career. Same thing with OG Anunoby, who's missed a ton of time in his NBA career. Same thing with Karl-Anthony Towns. Give Mikal Bridges credit, and I've always given him credit for this. The guy goes out and plays.
Mm-hmm.
He plays at an incredible pace. So I think he understands it more than others. I'm just merely telling you that this is a guy, much like Kat, who's under a microscope.
Right.
They're new around here. The Knicks gave up a lot to get him. And his play in his first year as a Knick has been average to subpar. It has. His defense hasn't been as advertised. We've talked about it. That's not new information. So for that guy, and I admire him for having the balls because I think he's going to face a lot of backlash. I think a lot of Knicks fans are going to say, who the hell are you, bro? Why don't you fight through a screen tough guy? Why haven't you been the defender we thought you were? Why haven't you been the guy we thought we were getting from Brooklyn and even before that in Phoenix?
That's not important. That's not what he's talking about.
I know, but that's how some Knicks fans are going to hear it.
Right?
Fair or not?
But that's you're talking about the wrong point. Right?
That's one of the aspects of this. Absolutely is.
That's like bitching with your wife about something that's completely unrelated to what you were talking about.
You don't think Knicks fans are going to react that way?
I don't care if they react that way. I'm telling you, they're wrong if they react that way because that's not what he's saying. He's saying these minutes are going to destroy us.
What he's saying, he's right about.
100%.
But him being the messenger is going to get backlash.
So engage him at what he's talking about. not what you want to bitch at him about.
But that's part of sports. It's as unfair as it is, man.
Right. We look at a team like the Celtics, the Thunder, the Cavs. They're great for several reasons, but one of them is their depth. And you hear it all year that the Knicks don't have any depth. That's not true.
Yeah.
They have depth. The head coach is not willing play.
They don't have depth, and he's not willing to explore that depth. Like, Ariel Helm-Porter, we can't put over as some kind of god right now. Landry Shamet stinks.
I don't care what Mikal Bridges thinks.
Those guys are not that good. And Tom Thibodeau's attitude, which I think he's wrong about, is I need to win game. I'm not going to spread that out. But to act like the Knicks have some great bench, give me a freaking break.
Hold on a second. If you look at some of these teams like the Celtics or the Thunder, yeah, they have their star players.
Their benches are better than the Knick bench.
Yeah,
the Knick bench is pathetic.
But Helm-Porter and Kolek, you could develop. He just didn't.
No,
he was unwilling to do that.
Okay, stop right there. I agree. They should get more time to develop.
Right.
But let's not act like, oh, they've got a great bench. What are you talking about?
No. I'm not saying they have a great bench, but he is unwilling to go to that bench to develop them, to put them in spots. And I've seen in a lot of games where they actually give Campaign and Shamet minutes. I remember a couple years ago, the year they got lost to Miami, their bench sometimes gave them better minutes than the starters. You got
different
at some
team.
Point, I know, but what made them different? They were given opportunities.
They had a deeper bench. That's why.
But you could develop your bench. You could look and go, obviously Sims, it didn't work out, but you could have looked towards other guys on
when
that bench
given
them minutes.
When he gives certain guys opportunities and they're not good for 2 minutes at a time, he doesn't wait. He pulls them.
Right.
And I think a part of that is the double-edged sort of trying to win games, but while doing so, he ends up playing his starters way too many minutes. I mean, OG Anunoby the other night in the game they blew out the Kings on played 37 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that even happen when you're blowing a team out? It's crazy. Now, let's get to some of your calls. Nick's on the table. Obviously, the Aaron Rodgers waiting game continues at 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. How are you, Ray?
Gentlemen, I'm great. Good afternoon. Listen, I wholeheartedly disagree. I am one that likes to defund the minutes police. But listen, you have to have context when you're talking about serious, Tiki. You have to have context because I understand that the Knicks do have guys that are up there in total minutes play. But the context is a lot of these other bums, we can't have it both ways. The league and the fans and everybody cries about guys don't play every day. That's the reason why a lot of the Knicks are up there in total minutes, because they play every damn day, unlike the other guys around the league. They embrace it, so you have to add that into the context of total minutes as well. And then we can't, like I said, you know, we can't have it both ways. You got same people screaming about, oh, the stars don't play enough. You know, they should give us a refund because when I go, they don't play. The Knicks do, and then when they do, we kill them. So I just don't understand the double standard. It makes no sense. And with the Yankees, right? When Aaron Boone was giving Stanton and Judge and guys things off, we killed him. Then last year, we started saying he wore some guys down.
No, Ray, you're right about that. We did say, what do they need another day off for? they just had a Saturday off or whatever that could be.
The answer to that, though, is there needs to be a balance. And one thing I do want to address at the top is forget total minutes then, okay? I only bring up total minutes with OG because OG Anunoby hasn't played full seasons a lot.
Yeah.
So when he's playing 36 and a half minutes per game and he's barely missed any games, his totality in minutes is an enormous number compared to other years of his career. Mikal Bridges and Josh Hart are tied for the league lead in minutes per game. Forget total minutes. In minutes per game. They're both playing 37.8 minutes per game. So we're not taking numbers and manipulating it.
Right.
Those guys play an awful lot.
Right. When they're playing a lot.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.